here, and we're glad you are joining us today on Living the Good Life. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back in a couple seconds. All right. Welcome back to the second half of Living the Good Life. I was talking on the other side of that hour about our Thursday night show. It's a life coaching counseling show with Dr. Angel and I. And we just started a new series last week. And if you missed part one, you can go to the podcast here. Go to Go Yard. That's the name of the show. It means hitting a home run in life. And catch that. The name of this series is Finding Your Voice. And it was amazing last Thursday night. As we started part one, this week will be part two of Finding Your Voice. It'll probably be a 3 or 4 part series. Because so often we don't know where our voice is. We give in to being, talked about, actually abused, whatever the case may be. We've got some real practical counseling tips to help you find your voice. So check us out this Thursday night, 6:06 p.m., right here on TanTalkNetwork.com. So we encourage you to use our prayer line. We encourage you to check out our Thursday night show. We also have a radio station now in Puebla, Mexico. And I do a radio show there every Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time. So I guess that would be 2 o'clock our time.
2 o'clock here.
Yes, and that's all in Spanish with great music, and it's actually done as a video so that we can show some pictures and all that, and so that's kind of cool. So we do have a Spanish show, we have the Thursday night counseling show, and we have this show every week. Keeps us busy, but it's the joy and the passion of our lives to get the word of God out there.
Amen.
Right, Pastor Jim?
Amen.
Amen.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. We enjoy it. And so with all of this time that we put into this, the goal is to help you become more in love with God and more in love with Jesus than ever before. Why is that one of our goals, PJ, if not the most important goal?
Well, it is the most important goal. I mean, you know, we're called to be little evangelists.
That's right.
You
know, little evangelists.
We're called to preach the word. We're called,
right.
Jesus gave the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations. And that's our calling. And plus, Paul said, you know, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are his ambassadors. Paul said, we implore you, be reconciled to God. That's our mission.
Right.
That's our passion.
It so is. It so is. We're going to go to Romans 8. No, that was not what we thought we might be doing. We're going there.
Can I just say something to Cindy?
Yes, please do.
You might want to read the scriptures Pastor puts in those this week on the radio emails. But be prepared for
anything.
Right.
Just be prepared for anything.
I did indeed read those, but I kind of figured that we may not stick to them.
Yeah. Right. And why is that? Why would you say that is, Pastor Jim? What happens?
Well, sometimes we get in our heads what we want to do, and yet God, who knows the hearts of our listeners,
he
knows what people's needs are.
Right.
And he'll use the Holy Spirit to direct us to meet the needs of the moment of the people that are listening.
And, you know, that's always been our goal at Beacon of Hope, whether it's in our services on Sunday, whether it's on the radio, because we want to be so in tune with the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives that we hear God's voice. He said in John 10, my sheep hear my voice. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that, Cindy, before I play this next song, The Well by Casting Crowns. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to, it's not hard to follow someone you don't know because it happens all the time.
That's true.
But if you want to go where you need to go, then you need to be following somebody who knows how to get there.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
And since God said he knows the plans he has for us, and there are plans for a hope and a future and prosperous, then to follow him, we have to be able to hear him.
That's right.
And he speaks very quietly sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
Most of the time. And so we have to be able to filter out all the noise. We live in a very noisy society
right
now. Oh,
we do. Yes.
And technology is fantastic, but it's added to the noise.
I agree.
Remember back when we thought television was the scary thing?
Yeah.
And so it's, we have to train ourselves, press in, train ourselves to hear that small voice. And just like with the show or the services, if you don't listen, then you might miss it. And somebody goes away not hearing what they needed to hear that would turn their life around.
Amen. So that's why we're doing that. All right, listen to The Well by Casting Crowns.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Just leave it all behind. I have what you need. But you keep on searching. I've done all the work. But you keep on working when you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy. Just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, you just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well, yeah. See that with me. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. Leave it all behind and come to the well. You guys give it up for Melody. Sing it out with her. Come on. Joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see living waters found in me. Cause you've come to the well. How many of you know Jesus is the well tonight? It's all who thirst will thirst no more. It's all who you guys sing it out with me. Leave it all behind. You ready? Leave it all behind. Sing it out. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Here you guys.
Leave it all behind.
Leave it all behind.
Your pursuit of perfection.
Leave it all behind.
Your fear of rejection.
Leave it all behind.
Your temporary pleasure.
leave all that. Your pursuit for perfection. That fear of rejection. There's so much in that song. Just come to the well. The well is the presence of Almighty God in your life. This series is reminding us all the time of the power of God's love in our lives. What are we going to do with that great love? That well of his presence is right there inviting us to come and drink from this living water and to really grow in our love life with God and not to stay stagnant, not to be so concerned. I love those that phrase in that last part of the song, our pursuit of perfection, that fear of rejection. Pastor Jim, talk to us about this, because so often we get bogged down with all of those things. It's hard for us to love God the way we should because we are bogged down. Amen. I know what you're laughing about, because I said Pastor Jim, and then I went on talking.
And she went
I
on.
Know you.
I'm used to that. Well, and that's true, and it's like what I said in the last hour. That's me. I mean, you know, I had that pursuit of perfection thing going on for years.
Right.
Because I didn't think I measured up.
Right.
Fear of rejection.
Yes.
You know, I recently read the end of last year, but it's fear of man brings a snare.
It does, yes.
And, you know, that's so true, because, you know, if we're afraid to be rejected, we'll sacrifice anything.
Right. We'll go along with the crowd on things, right?
Been there, done that. And God says, you don't have to do that. You don't have to give it up. You don't have to worry about being rejected. And if you are, he's still going to accept you. And that's where so many people miss it. They think, well, that perfection thing, if I do this, God's going to hate me. If I don't do this, then my friends are going to hate me. You know what? Just do what God wants. And if you mess up, you mess up. God's grace is bigger. God's love is bigger than any mistake you could ever make.
But you're right. We get so caught up in what others think and trying to please somebody or many somebodies in our lives. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it's like the desire to please God just kind of takes a back seat. Talk to us, Cindy.
I think one of the biggest things for me is that God sees me through Jesus. And because of that...
Okay, explain that to our listeners. How does God see you through Jesus?
When Jesus died on the cross, he took all sin on himself.
That's right.
Past, present, and future.
Right.
So sin is a problem for us, not for him.
Right.
He doesn't see it anymore.
Right.
It's gone. The scripture says, as far as the east is from the west. In other words, you can just go round and round in circles trying to find it. It's not there.
Right.
Because Christ took it.
Yes.
And defeated it. He absorbed it all into himself on the cross. So because we are heirs with Christ, because we are now children of God, when we accept that salvation as Christ as our sacrifice, God doesn't look at us and see us. He doesn't see our mess up and our failures. What he sees is Jesus.
That's right.
And
that's right.
So because of that, we don't have to strive for perfection.
Right.
We don't, what we should strive for is to be more Christ-like.
Right.
And we mess up. Sometimes we mess up royally. But all God sees is Jesus. So he
ooh,
sees us
yes.
through Jesus. And that way, you know, we mess up royally, we say, hey, guess what? Messed up really bad.
Right.
But Jesus is not, you know, God's not mad at me. He
right.
sees me through Jesus. and you turn back around and you go, okay, from this point on, yeah, I messed up, but from here on, I'm going after Jesus.
Amen.
I'm gonna let him be my example. Him be my sacrifice. He was my sacrifice, and God is not mad at me for little mess ups, big mess ups, complete mess ups, because he sees me through Jesus.
Oh, that is so true. Romans 8:31. So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? I love the way the Message Bible says it. PJ, what translation do you have today?
The Revised Amplified.
Oh, the Revised. He's got 153 Bibles, Cindy, so we don't know like which one shows up at any given time. Go ahead, read that verse or two right there.
What shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be successful against us?
Ooh.
He who did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all.
Right.
How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
Mm-mm. In the Message Bible, if God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And so it's so hard, I think, for a lot of us, and PJ, I'll go to you on this first. A lot of us struggle with, I'm not lovable. I'm not worthy to be called a child of God, or I'm not worthy to be a minister of the gospel, whether or not you're in a pulpit or not, but a servant, let's say, a disciple of God. I'm just not worthy. You just don't know how bad I am. I don't know why this radio show is going this direction, but I can tell you that there are people out there scattered around the globe who need to hear this. You are God's child. He loves you. Go ahead, PJ, and then we'll go to Cindy on this.
Well, that's true. Sometimes we're not lovable. But like Cindy said, that's under the blood. You know, that's washed away, clean. Sometimes we do screw up. You know, we mess up all the time. And yet it's already taken care of. That, when I got that down in my spirit, that was the most freeing thing to me, because I wasn't afraid of God anymore. I wasn't afraid of myself. I didn't have to worry about what, you know, well, I didn't have to think, okay, I didn't read my 4 chapters of scripture today. I'm probably going to have an accident on the way to work because I didn't read my scripture. You know,
right.
How many of us think that way?
But what that's doing is not relying on the love and grace of God,
right,
and mercy of God. Instead, it boils back to me. If I am not doing the right thing, look what's going to happen to me.
Right. It puts us under bondage to our own set.
Yes.
You know, I might as well say, you know, of the law.
Right.
We come up with our own version of the Torah.
Right.
These rules and things that we think we have to live by.
Right.
And Cindy, you hit it right on the head. We just need to work on being more Christ-like, because that is perfection.
Right.
You know, just abiding in him. And it, you know, yes, it's a decision on our part.
Right.
And we need to make that decision, but it's after that, it's easy. Well, not easy, but because the devil's always going to be throwing stuff back at us in our flesh and all that. But God's already provided.
He's, yes.
You know, it says here in verse 33, who's going to bring a charge against
right,
us?
Right, exactly.
Even
though people do, but right, it's your perspective of that. Go ahead.
Well, and then verse 34, who's the one who condemns us? Jesus, Christ Jesus is the one who died to pay our penalty.
Right.
And more than that, who was raised from the dead and who is at the right hand of the Father, interceding
yes,
with the Father.
Woo!
For us.
Yes, yes, yes. And so it's a matter of a mindset change. A mindset that says, Every time I mess up, I am going to put myself in harm's way because something awful may happen to me.
And you know what? That's just superstition.
Well, of course it is. But I believe there's an awful lot of people who believe that way, that God is the big ultimate punisher.
Exactly.
And disciplinarian. And we have to walk such a fine line of perfection, and we can't do it in our humanity. Therefore, why bother?
We have to see him as the great lover.
That's right.
Not the great punisher.
I so agree. Cindy.
I think we do have to be honest about consequences.
Yes, absolutely. Things happen, right?
Yes, things happen because of our actions.
Exactly.
Now, am I going to be in an auto accident because I didn't read my verses this morning? Absolutely not.
But if you rob a bank, you just may go to jail.
Might I be in an auto accident because I'm speeding on my way to work and I cut in front of people to get where I'm going quicker? Yeah, that might be it. Doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I didn't read those verses.
That's right.
But even in that, there's grace.
That's right.
Even in that, often God protects us from our stupidity.
yeah, that's true.
So,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. So I guess I'm very, very blessed that I did not grow up with the perfection thing or the ritual thing.
The guilt thing?
Right. Yeah. I'm so happy that God gave me the parents that he did, because I didn't have that. But I know a lot of people do.
Right.
And you can get so weighed down in the ritual.
Yes.
I have to pray right now, and I have to read these scriptures, and I have to say, you know, I have to say this specific prayer. And I believe what God wants is just constant communication throughout the day.
I agree. He wants our eyes and our thoughts on him more than they are. And we all have, quote unquote, downtime during the day when we are maybe thinking about other things that are going to pull us down, or we are worrying, or we are angry, or we are feeling sorry for ourselves, or worrying that boat of despair, or whatever it may be. We all have those times that we are not productive 100% at work, let's say, if you're working, that our mind kind of drifts off into bad stuff. And I really feel like that when we understand the power of God's love for us and pull it back, that worry, that anxiety, that fear, that wondering what other people are thinking of us, and why did so-and-so do this, and I'm mad about it, and blah, 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 blah. We can waste so much time when our attention is caught up in all of that. PJ, talk to us. Because I really think that's a big trick of the devil.
Well, absolutely. Anything to get us sidetracked from what we need to be doing, or what's most beneficial for us to be doing, is, you know, that's the devil's big thing. Get us sidetracked, get us off on a tangent, whether it be fear or worry or some on TV we think we just have to watch, you know, some on Netflix we got to stream. Anything to take our focus off of Jesus.
Right.
And, you know, Hebrews says, fixing our eyes on Jesus. That Greek word there means taking our eyes off of everything else and focusing them on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That has to be what we do, because it is, especially in this world of, you know, smartphones and tablets and laptops. It's just so easy. And Alexa, you know, it's just so easy to get sidetracked by everything.
Therefore, fixing my mind and my eyes and my attention on Jesus, right?
Right.
That's where those reminders come in.
Amen.
Those notes that you post for yourself, those little scripture cards, the putting your Bible out somewhere where you have, you know, stick it in the middle of the floor where you have to step over to be necessary.
There you go.
You know, whatever it takes to bring you back to Jesus, to relating to Him. I recently went through a situation that it broke me, and the devil replays it in my mind constantly. You know, and I've just had to get to the point where it's like, nope. Not thinking about that.
There you go.
And I pray.
That's right.
Specific prayer that I pray about that situation.
Right.
Not thinking about that. Nope. Not getting me. Nope. And I catch myself thinking about it. But, well, nope. Not thinking about that. Mm-hmm. Pray my prayer. Move on.
Amen.
So reminders, constant reminders.
Which brings us to this song, 10,000 Reasons for My Heart to Sing. Love this song. We need some reasons sometimes for our hearts to sing. Listen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy. Oh,
that song. Woo, all these reasons why we worship his holy name. Pastor Jim, talk to us.
And not just a few, but 10,000.
10,000 reasons from my heart to sing.
You know, we have that many. If we look, you know, first and foremost.
You think a lot of times we don't find because we don't look?
Yeah. Well, you have not because you ask not, and you have not because you look not, you know. you know, sometimes we just don't see the blessings that are right in front of us. You know, I mean, or we take for granted, I think, too many times, the blessings God has given us. And we just kind of lose sight of those. I mean, for me, I mean, I'm getting up there in years. I just thank God.
You are. My gosh, Cindy, he is old. I tell you, he reminds me of that so often. He uses that as an excuse for his behavior.
Right.
He is getting pretty old.
But seriously, I mean, I literally have really begun thanking God every morning.
Right, sure.
Because it's like, thank you for another day to share your love.
Well, when you're 83 and pushing on.
That's right. You got to do that.
He's not. I'm teasing him.
But, I mean, it's little things.
But it is important that we thank God all the time. And we enjoy. And, you know, this is why we've got to get this message out. People are wasting their lives away in worry and fear, anxiety, instead of understanding the benefit of really falling in love with God, falling in love with Jesus. It's just the best thing in the whole world. We sang that song today at the nursing home. I keep falling in love with him. Yeah, over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with him. Why is that important, Cindy? Why is it important to keep falling in love with Jesus? And can you do that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good answer. Right answer.
It's just like a partner in life, your spouse. You have to keep falling in love with them.
Right.
You have to keep working at a relationship.
Sure.
If somebody stops working, then the relationship stops working.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
it's an effort. I mean, it is not something that just happens overnight. I don't care if you've been married 50 years. You got to keep it alive.
Right. And probably being married 50 years, you have to work a little harder, maybe.
Yeah, could be. You know, all the warts, right?
Right. But God is never going to abandon us. But often the relationship becomes one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
And
you want to explain that? Do you want to explain that?
Well, in a human relationship, if one person's trying and the other one isn't, things aren't going to go well.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how much that one person is trying, how much they love the other person, that relationship is in trouble. It's not going to work because only half of it is trying.
But what if the person who says, all right, well, I'm okay with that because I'm giving 95%, and I'm fine if they just give 5%. Is that okay?
Now it's constantly going to be out of balance.
Why? Why is that important?
Well, try driving on, 95% of your wheels to work or wherever. Three working and one flat.
There you go.
You might get there, but it's going to be bumpy.
I think your percentages are a little off. I would say
probably. That's like 75%, but
okay. There you go. I think that's about right.
It's gonna be noisy. It's gonna be bumpy. It's bad for the vehicle, and people are gonna look at you funny, like
Cindy,
sparks are flying up. Things.
Wait, so you're so right. You're so right in this.
Right. And so you have, even if you're given 95 and they're given 5. Eventually, you're going to get exhausted. You can't carry the load of a relationship. One person can't carry the load of a relationship. Now, God is strong enough to carry the load of a relationship.
That's right.
We just fare a whole lot better when we buy in when we go, you know what, God, I know you love me no matter what, and you're going to love me even if I don't listen to this song or I don't read this book, but think how much more I'm going to love you if I do.
There you go. All right, PJ is wanting to weigh in on that point, Cindy, because that is a good point right there.
Well, yeah, I agree 100%. We, you know, my if when you're in a relationship, you have to give, and the other person has to give. Otherwise, it's not a whole relationship. And in regards to our relationship with God, if I don't work at it, I'm going to become stale, stagnant.
Work at it? Explain work at it.
Well, if I don't read the Bible, if I don't pray, if I don't listen to God, if I don't have a two-way communication going,
right?
Then the relationship gets stagnant, as we used to say, saved, sanctified, and solidified.
Solidified.
You know, you just get stagnant. And...
Right.
God wants us to be alive in
Christ. Oh, yes,
yes. He wants us to be doing things.
Right.
And we can't do that if we're just kind of complacent and, you know, just complacently sitting back. I like the way, I think it's Hosea talks about just kind of the dregs, the stuff that settles out at the bottom of the wine cask, you know. Just very complacent, very...
It's about... This thing of falling in love with Jesus, this thing of falling in love with God and his love for us is something that we are saying here, and correct me if I'm wrong, you two, it's something that's got to be done on a daily basis. You shouldn't be going 3 weeks and go, man, I haven't really talked to God for 3 weeks. I haven't read my Bible. I haven't even thought about him. I forgot all about him. How can we go through a day without needing God? We need, I'm just going to speak for me. I need God on a daily basis. I've started getting in a habit of, good morning, Lord. How you doing? How we doing? What are you doing today, God? Like a little anxious kid. That's kind of how I've become lately. God, what do you got on in store for day? I know what my appointments are for real estate, but you know, God, what do you have? What are the surprises? I can't wait to see the surprises. What's coming my way, God? I want to know what it is that you have for me. And when you start having that kind of an attitude about, hey, God, I'm excited about what you have for today. Let's go with that. Let's go with your plan. It's not mine. I know my appointments, but let's go with your plan. Talk to us, Cindy.
Well, try going 5 days without speaking to your spouse and see what happens.
Yeah, you'd be in trouble, wouldn't you?
You know, not only will there be tension and stress, but you don't know what's going on.
So, right, in the other person's life, right?
You don't know what's for dinner. Are you supposed to pick something up?
But you know what, Cindy? I know marriages and have, because of pastoring so many years, people have come in for counseling. I've known marriages where people go on a pout rant and they don't speak for days, and it's like a game of chicken to see who can talk first, who can break the ice. You know what I'm talking about, PJ?
Oh, absolutely.
PJ, do you want to comment to that? Then we'll go back to Cindy.
Well, yeah, and that's just... How can you know what's going on with the other person? God wants to help. God wants to direct our lives. I mean, he's got a plan. And I like what Corrie ten Boom, the example she used when she was alive about the tapestry. You know, we see the tangly side. We see the backside with all the tangles and the threads going every which way. God sees the finished side where it's beautiful. And if we don't talk to him, we're never going to see that other side of the tapestry. We're just going to see all the tangles and the messes. And we're not going to know his plan for us. And, you know, like you kept quoting, you know, Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. We're not going to get to know those and experience those unless we have a relationship with him, unless we have that living relationship with him.
So true. In a few weeks, I'm going to be going to Indiana and visiting, well, not visiting, but actually attending the high school graduation of two of my grandsons, which is crazy. I can't believe Levi and Justin are about to graduate from high school.
Levi
and Justin. Wow. Yes. And so they have, in fact, Levi is graduating from Muncie Central High School, where I graduated from. He's my only grandchild that's a Bearcat. So that's pretty cool. But anyway, we started getting on the phone last week and saying, all right, I said, here's what I'm doing. I'm driving up. I'm bringing bikes for my little twins. And I am going to be here. I've got to make sure I am at the open houses. I'm at the graduations. Come on. What time? And these boys don't know. They don't seem to know anything about when they're graduating. So, I mean, you end up having to. So I called Muncie Central and I said, you know, I'm the grandmother of one of your graduates and he doesn't seem to know when he's graduating. She laughed and she said, I said, I'm driving from Florida, so I need to know when he's graduating. And so often we are like that. We don't communicate well, right, with others. But in particular, we don't communicate well with our loving Heavenly Father. And we don't even know when we're going to graduate into the next level. You guys get this? Because I just said this to two people close to me, my sisters, a couple weeks ago. And they said, you've been through so much this past year. And I said, yeah, I know. But you know what? I got an upgrade. Hmm. And they didn't even ask what that meant. Yeah. And I thought, okay, you don't even care that I got upgraded. Because I did, Cindy, PJ, and listeners. I have been upgraded in this last year because of the trials, because of the difficult things I've been. I trust him more today than I did a year ago today. Okay? I love him more today than I did a year ago today. That's a song, I know.
I know.
Juanita Bynum.
Pastor 2.0.
Pastor, I know. Well, it is Pastor 2.0, is it not? Are you seeing it in our services? Are you hearing it on the radio shows? The anointing of God, the presence of God, it's because of what I've gone through and that I've chosen to not get bitter by it. I am not saying I've done it all perfectly. No, there have been some hard, hard days. But in the midst of the trials, I have learned. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word.
Obedience brings such blessing and such anointing. And we've seen it happen. We have seen it happen in the church.
Yes. Cindy, we're having services like clear back. I mean, we are having absolutely amazing Sunday morning services.
Ever since
all heaven is fallen down.
Ever since we were obedient.
Yeah. Made a switch on our location.
And moved. The services have just taken on an incredible new dimension.
But we're pressing in. We want the upgrade. We're pressing in
exactly.
To him. We want to know him.
And the only way to do that is to have a relationship with him. Getting back, you know, to our previous point is we have to know him. We have to get to know him. And it's our relationship with God is organic. It has to be nurtured and it has to grow or it dies.
And it's not just about knowing him in the sweet by and by. It's about knowing him now. I didn't know how this song was going to play into the show, but I knew this song was for today. Get your Kleenex ready. Sandy Patty, We Shall Behold Him.
The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud. Sweet light in his eyes. shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him. Then face to face, we shall behold him. We shall behold him face to face in all of his glory.
We shall behold him, audience. There is coming a day, and it will be probably fairly soon, when Jesus will come through the sky to receive us back to himself, and we shall behold him. Wow, I love that song. I love that song. And it just reminds us of our relationship with him, that's really why we're here on this earth. You know, we're not here just to have a good old time. We're here to learn what we need to learn and actually fall deeper in love with God and learn to trust him and learn to be upgraded into that trust level, into a place where we don't worry each day about what's going to happen, and we aren't preoccupied with other people's mistakes, etc., but we are so focused on him in our lives and what he's doing. Talk to us, Cindy, and then I'll go to PJ here. We're almost out of time, so 2 or 3 minutes each. We're about out of time. Go ahead.
Well, I think God knows our struggle.
Absolutely.
He knows that we can't always keep it together. And one thing that has helped me is sometimes I get to the point where nothing is working right.
Right.
And so I have to think of one thing. What is one thing that I'm thankful for? What's one blessing?
That's good.
And here a while ago, the only thing was my car.
Yeah, you have a great car.
God,
yeah.
I am thankful for my car.
Right.
And then when you start thinking about that one thing, wait, how did I get that? Oh, well, God worked it out in a fantastic way.
Right. There you go.
He moved mountains to get me this car. this car shouldn't have been mine.
Right.
This was somebody else's car.
Right.
Somebody else was signing the paperwork for it. It shouldn't have been mine. And so you let your mind
go on
those things.
Yes.
Instead of the bad things.
Right.
Bad things will lead us down a trail where we're, you remember, you know how you think about something? It's like, how in the world did I get here?
Right, exactly.
Do that with your blessings. Do that with your good things.
Good.
That God has given you. Even if it's only that one thing. Even if the only thing you can be thankful for today is your car, then be thankful for your car. Think about that and remind yourself how God got you that car.
That's exactly right. You know, and sometimes it is just little things that get us back out of that rabbit hole that we just got ourselves into, where we were being so discouraged and defeated and we weren't concentrating on God's blessings. And just sometimes, you're right, Cindy, one thing, and then that leads you to another thing that you can be thankful for. This show is talking about the love of God and how powerful it is. And when we start to really realize that God loves us so very much, it lifts us up out of despair. And he has good things in store for us, Pastor Jim.
Amen. Amen. And I was just thinking that, you know, in God's love, he's given each one of us a purpose.
Right.
And his ultimate ideal goal is for us to fulfill that purpose.
That's right.
You know, it said he chose us. I like the way the Amplified puts it, Ephesians chapter 1. He chose us. He actually picked us out for himself. In his love. You know what? You're chosen.
Yes.
You're accepted in the beloved.
Absolutely.
You're blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
It's all there for the asking.
Amen. And that, you know, God has a purpose that only you can fulfill.
Right.
You know, it's funny, I used to think, oh, yeah, right, whatever. I used to think that was just kind of, you know, a nice little saying. But it's true, because each one of us is different. I can't write the poems or poems that Nan can.
That's not
what I do.
Right.
I have my, you know, I have a ministry of teaching.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
That's right.
And I mean, I know there's other teachers, but each one of us who has that call in their life, we do it a little differently. We
right.
have a uniqueness about our calling.
Exactly.
And for our listeners, God has a plan.
Yes.
A purpose for your life. So don't think that, you know, God just puts you here to let you wander around, like, you know, aimlessly. God's got a purpose. And we spent this entire 2 hours talking about, kind of, in a sense, because of God's love, how do we find that purpose? How do we
right.
fulfill?
Yeah, that is what the show ended up being about,
yeah,
wasn't it?
How
Go
do
ahead.
We fulfill the purpose
yeah.
he's given us?
Right.
You know, we talked about, first of all, leaving beside all the junk.
Right.
And walking with him in the word, prayer, maintaining that relationship. But the first step is knowing Jesus.
Yes.
You know, Jesus, when he was in the garden, and the last thing he did before he was taken prisoner in the Garden of Gethsemane was pray for us.
Yes.
Now, that's love.
Yes.
Because,
woo, that's good.
You know, he interceded with the Father, take this cup, and then he prayed for us.
That's exactly right.
And he said that they may know you, the
that's
only
right.
true God, and Jesus, the Messiah, whom you have sent.
John chapter 17, powerful,
that's,
high priestly prayer.
Amen. And that's what he wants for each one of us, that mm-hmm. we may know
yes.
God, the Father,
yes.
and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent.
Praise God. Woo, good stuff. So, yeah, it's been an interesting show. Cindy, give us your final thoughts here. We're running out of time, so a couple minutes here.
Well, and the last thing he said before he died was, please forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Right.
They don't understand. So even at that moment, at the moment of death,
right.
it was all about us.
It's all about us.
All about
right.
us.
It was, yeah.
And we don't know what we're doing, you know, so mm-hmm. often we get so confused, you know, in life and get so off the beaten path, or the path that God would have for us to be on. And, but God loves us so very, very much. He does. He does. He does. Cindy Henderson, welcome to the radio team of Beacon of Hope Ministries Global
Thank
Outreach.
You.
And we are so glad you've just done this first show with us. And we know we'll be hearing from you again very soon. What a blessing you are. And always been a Beaconite, right?
Always
been a Beaconite. There you go.
That's what I love about Cindy's, because I get your prayer requests
mm-hmm.
when you send them in. Former Beaconite, or sometimes
yeah.
being a Beaconite.
Always a Beaconite.
Always a Beaconite.
I love that. Yeah, once a Beaconite,
always a Beaconite. There you
That's
go.
Right.
Pastor Jim, go ahead, Cindy.
Listeners, avail yourself of the prayer request line.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. Use it. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Prayer requests, praise reports, 24/7, 365. And so, because we are in this amazing series, we will go on next week, and we don't know what's coming. Just like this was not at all the show that I thought it was going to be. It was amazing, wonderful. It wasn't the scriptures I thought God would lead us to. And you know what? That doesn't matter, because we're following the list, leading of the Holy Spirit.
And that's mm-hmm. what is important. If we're obedient,
yes,
I mean, we get blessed. But also, if we're obedient, we bless our listeners.
That's exactly right. Cindy, you got about 20 seconds. What would you like to say?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I needed it today.
All right. You know, that's interesting, because that happens so often to our radio team members, that they'll text me after the show and say that I needed that. Yes. What happened today? So thank God, because he knows our needs. So thank you, Cindy Henderson from Idaho. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, the great, the amazing, the wonderful, the dependable and faithful one. And wow, that was cool, huh?
Yeah.
And yes, use our prayer line, prayers at bohmglobal.com. And also, don't forget to listen to our Thursday night show, Go Yard. It's life coaching. It's counseling. Free counseling, actually, folks. Free counseling.
Yeah, where else can you get free counseling?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a great show this week, Finding Your Voice. So there's no distance from the love of God. Love our ending song, because it says it all, doesn't it? It's wonderful. God bless every one of you. Reach out to us. You can contact Pastor Jim personally at PastorJim@bohmglobal.com. If you'd like to ask a question, if you have something that you'd like to talk to him about, me is Pastor@bohmglobal.com. Tune in again next week at 3:00 Eastern for another great show. And don't forget our Thursday night show this week, 6:06 p.m. Go to the podcast page on TanTalkNetwork.com and hit the little button that's kind of blue that says Internet Pros, and it'll open up all the shows right here on Tan Talk Network. And you can find Go Yard, which is our Thursday night show, or these, Living the Good Life. So God bless you. Have a great week. This has been Pastor Marcia, Pastor Jim, and Cindy bringing you the Word of God today from Living the Good Life, Beacon of Hope Ministries. Have a great week. See you next week. Bye.